have smoke?
In my car again. I had my wife's car this morning. It broke down, and I had her come get me in the Prius. So I'm back in the saddle.
Car broke down, but glad to hear you on the radio.
Yeah, how you been doing?
Just go to work, come home, and then go back to work the next day. How's everything going at work?
Busy as all get out, man. I mean, we're wide open.
Good problem to have, especially when you're in business based with yourself. Well, not with yourself, but you know what I mean. Let's see. So I moved up to the newer plant, the one that's closer to 101. And we have had to shut down the last couple weeks due to the chip shortage. I don't know if it's to keep the other plant running. I don't know if it's because we're out of the chips specifically or what. Those details are not really telling us, but we've been down. This coming Monday will be the third Monday.
Wow, so what? That ultimately is going to affect the other plant, ain't it?
I think so, but it's the moneymaker. It's the bread and butter that has really, you know, push the company through the harder times, especially when COVID really bad. So I don't know if I think they're going to try to do everything they can to keep that one running. But ours is a smaller version, so it's, you know, doesn't make us quite as much money and whatnot. So I think they're kind of splitting those up between those and the other plants as well to try to keep production up everywhere.
Don't they have to, didn't your plant, even though it's smaller, isn't it a supporting, I mean, how can they make cars without chips?
I don't know. So what we've done is just shut down, like, so we were down Monday, and then we'll be down Friday. I think B-Shift's down Thursday night and Friday night, and then again Monday morning. So that's several days to go down with, you know, I guess to wait on the chips. That's the part that I don't really know. And I don't know how we're running in the bigger cars, how we're not running in the bigger cars still able to run. So that logistically, I don't know yet.
You guys don't get hurt.
It'll be for us to make it up sometime.
Is this war gonna, I guess, have a major effect on your plant?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest, you know, Russia's not a huge importer. They do import some, but, you know, not a ton. So I doubt it. But, you know, some of the materials, I was telling Ken yesterday or day before, you know, I heard Russia, they supply nickel, most of the world's nickel for batteries and stuff like that, but I don't know how much we use of that, and I'm sure there's some other things, but, you know, that's one of the ones I know of off the top of my head.
I didn't realize that.
So, Tim and tell him I got me a Zygu 6100. I know me and him were talking about the G90 a while back.
6100, what's the difference in it?
Bigger screen, the bigger pan adapter on the front of it, so you can really see the signals. It's more like it's closer to the ICOM 705, just not as nice.
Yeah, I'll let him know. I'll talk to him this morning going in.
Here, I looked at the G90 and never pulled the trigger on it, but this one came out, it's been out a couple months now. I figured I'd go ahead and pull the trigger on it. I mean, most of the reviews are pretty good, even though it's still got its buggy, you know, the bugs in it. But, I mean, it's Chinese radio.
HRO?
This one from, what is it, Radio Oddity, Radio Diddity, whatever that website is.
Yeah, that's Radio Diddity. Hey, what's that thing run price-wise?
Six something. I did find a coupon for $15 off. I definitely use that thing, but yeah, it's a little over $600. One thing I saw that I liked about it was, like the G90, you gotta have that little cable adapter assembly and the little extra module to do the digital stuff. On this one, it's just a USB to USB-C cable. I'm like, oh, that sounds a lot better. So most of the reviews have been pretty positive. I mean, like I said, it's got its little bugs and glitches, but overall, it's been fairly positive.
We went with the G90 because of the price point. Of course, I don't know if that one was actually out yet, but it was all I could do to stretch to get the G90 and then all that other, you know, because you had just all that other stuff. I was pushing it.
I know. I've been mulling it over for a while, but I knew I really didn't want to spend the money on the 705, and I feel like the 6100 would be about as close as I was going to get to it and still be at a decent price point.
Glad you're enjoying it. The other weekend when I went to Tennessee, we got caught in some heavy traffic and a detour out there on 40, and I couldn't get on the radio if I wanted to. End of that contest.
I've been working on my truck. I bought a 10-meter radio for it, but it'll also do the citizen band 11 meters, so now I got two more antennas on the truck. It's been a fun experience trying to get the SWR where I want.
I hate trying to get the SWRs right on something that's giving trouble.
In the butt.
Simon sells a vertical antenna that 6 meter to 75. I think my thing might go to 80. I'm sorry, 160. And it's about $450, and I got to looking at that, and there's not a whole lot of reviews out there other than it's really hard to get the SWRs down. People were having trouble getting it below 4 or 5. And but I talked to HRO. They said it's a better antenna than that Carolina Wyndham. But that Carolina Wyndham is, man, it's a throw and go. That thing ain't never give me no trouble.
Good. Shoot, I've been, for my truck, I'd love to get, like, the little Tar Heel antenna. I got one I was looking at yesterday. It's the baby Tar Heel. So it's a vertical, but it has a motor that drives the coil, so you can basically adjust the SWR from inside the vehicle. And it takes $400-something. I'm like, God almighty. Starting to warm up, and it's starting to get camping season.
You got that right.
We're trying to decide if we're going to go with the Boy Scouts to Congaree National Park, which is down towards Columbia. And you got a hike in, not real far, it's about 3/4 of a mile. But the downside, really not set up for backpacking camping yet.
That is, I've been wanting to go to that Congaree Swamp so bad. I just need to try to plan a trip to go down there canoeing. You know, you can rent treehouse camping spots, their treehouses, you can rent them on the swamp. It just looks cool. I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos on it. That's something I'd like to do.
One thing that worry me would be snakes. God. You know, not that I'm scared of snakes, but I don't want them in the bunk with me.
Law down there, it's against the law now for snakes to be out when someone's in the swamp.
I hear you. I'm glad they did that.
I think, all the videos, nobody's ever had issues or didn't, at least didn't mention it. But it is cool. It is definitely cool. You ought to check that out. But it's black water, and that'd just be that'd be neat to go down through there.
I agree with you. That Congaree National Park, it looks pretty cool. And I saw a couple pictures of alligators and tons of snakes. I mean, they said they had like 18 species, which, you know, I get that. That ain't that big a deal. But still, I was like, man, they got alligators in Columbia? And I guess it's a rare thing, but it does happen from time to time. But that place looks phenomenal to go camping at.
I don't know. I'm in for packing gear in, but that'd be neat. That'd be neat for your boys' experience.
The backpacking, you know, to me, you start getting a little more into the roughing it side of it. And, you know, I ain't gonna say you're doing more camping per se. I don't know. It's a little bit harder, and I think it's be a good challenge for them. But you know, not having the backpacks and stuff you need. We don't have. I've only got one little portable stove, so it'd be hard to get geared up in time by next month. But we may end up trying to do it. I'm trying to get them to say, "Yeah, I want to go," but they're on the fence about it.
To make them go to something like that, and it turns it give them a bad experience.
I usually try not to make them go to too much. You know, we'll force them here and there just so they'll go and have a good time. My youngest says he wants to go, but my oldest is like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to hike. I'm like, good Lord. I mean, it's just walking. It ain't even like they got rough trails down there. Most of them are like boardwalks and stuff.
Yeah, that's all flat country down there.
That's what I was thinking. It's not like the hills when we went up to King's Mountain and hiked from the campground over to the National Monument. See if they decide they want to go, and then I gotta hurry up and try to get everything together. Go spend some money buying backpacks and little portable stoves, and of course the meals to eat.
Some of those dehydrated meals, you'd be fine. All we'll just add water.
Definitely that, and make some grits and whatnot. Try to make a sample and stuff you ain't got to keep refrigerated. I need to consider, though, is trying to work on getting my backpacking stuff built up. That way we can go on trips like this, because it's not something I've done a lot of. Definitely worth it.
Come in there. Morning, KK4NXT.
It's been a long time. How you been?
It's been all winter because I haven't been driving my Prius. I've been doing good. Just haven't got the heater fixed on this thing, and I've ended up started driving my truck, which, you know, I got a rig to put in my truck. I've been threatening to do that for some time. I just never have done it, but I've just been enjoying driving my truck. I only use that thing when I'm working, as far as pulling a tractor or pulling logs. That's about all I do with it anymore. But doing good. Good to hear you.
You in there with Andrew? Him doing
good. We've been pretty doggone busy at the shop, but he's doing real good. He goes in super early. I mean, he's there at 4:00 in the morning. There's just no way I can do that.
On that one, you guys ain't having no parts problems, are you?
On specialty items that, like special order parts, we do. There's a logistic delivery delay, but we've not been hemmed up, you know, as far as, you know, just on a wide basis of parts. It's just here and there. It's a little sporadic on special order stuff.
Getting worse and worse out there for the parts that we use. Not too bad. Right now, our problem is getting trucks in there to pick up stuff or to drop off stuff. It's just mostly containers. You know, we ship a lot overseas, and they schedule for a pickup, and then they don't show, or they don't have a trailer, or they don't have a chassis or something. You know, it's just one thing after another.
Andrew, are you still there? Oh, yeah, I'm going to say 7-3 to you. You just barely hitting the repeater. Have a great day, and good talking to you again, KK4NXC.
KN4. Doing? Right now, she got a head cold. Got a head cold last night somehow. And that, but we both had COVID at the beginning of the year. And that, I just had a mild case. That, but she had it for like 8 or 9 days, and that, so we're doing pretty good right now.
Good, I'm glad it wasn't no worse than that.
Fortunately, I could work from home a little bit.
Friend passed away from COVID complications. But yeah, some people get it rough. It's been going around our shop. We hadn't had a full week with everybody there, and I don't know when.
Whole maintenance. I mean, right at the beginning of the year when we came back from the holiday, I think 4 of us called out at the same time, and then it was, you know, one had come back and one had leave, and I think it went through the whole plant. Get you on the radio or anything, it's been probably a month or better, you know, since Carol fell and broke her shoulder or something, and I haven't really talked to him much after that. It's like he just went radio silent.
It's been several weeks back. He was wanting to try to get together the 26th. Aunt Sue's opens, I think it was the 26th. It's coming Friday anyway. I don't even know what the date is today. But there's no way I can't make it. I was going to text him today.
No, me and Zeus are going to be down for it. And that we need to get together. It's been like way too long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Enjoyed that Mexican restaurant we went to up there in Taylor.
I'm good with that one. Well, it's one of our favorites. We usually try to hit it a couple of times a month anyway. Pretty good little Italian place over here in Greer. It's kind of just right off of Wade Hampton Boulevard, but if you didn't know it was there, I mean, heck, I drove by it for 15 years, never knew it was there.
One easy to miss.
How is it you're on the radio today?
I had some gasoline. This is going to be a long story, but I had some gasoline. I'll try to make it quick. From January of 2020. And it's just a jug of gas, and I had 3/4 of a tank of new gas in my Honda. So I put that in, and it shut me down this morning. My wife had to come get me in the Prius, and so I'm going to end up having to pump all that gas out of there, I think.
It just went bad, you think?
Yeah, that's 2 years. You know, everybody's telling me the gas would last longer than a year. I didn't think anything about it because I was putting it in. I think the tank on that thing's 20 or 23 gallons. And it was all brand new gas except for the jug I put in. But it didn't make it down Weaver. I got to the paved road and it cut off on me and wouldn't start. It started running rough, showing all kinds of misfires. And I had a Blue Driver engine diagnostic deal hooked up to it. It stays in that car just so I can keep track of it. If I take it out of a car, it's going to get lost. But it was showing misfires, and then it just went dead. I'm almost positive it's that gas.
Really go to the bottom, right, to the pickup, right?
Yeah, and I don't think it had water in it. I mean, I filled that jug up, and it was in a fuel, a little fuel depot there. So it wasn't in the weather, wasn't in direct sun. It was in a shaded building. I shouldn't have done it. I just shouldn't have done it. It's going to cost me more than it'd be worth. I'm going to try and see if I can siphon the gas that's in the tank out, fill it with new.
KO4, HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
KN4, TFW.
How have you been?
Or Mike, sorry. I cannot get that straight for some reason.
It's been real good. We hadn't, had any issues. My wife got a little bit sick here about a month and a half ago. But I think it was just a mild case of COVID. She wasn't sick long. We tested negative, but she sure had every sign that you could have. But other than that, I mean, everybody's doing great.
Here, I know we hadn't heard from you in quite some time.
Yeah, I've been driving my wife's car or either my truck. And probably more my truck, which I don't get to drive very much because I only use it for hauling my tractor, hauling logs or lumber or whatever. I'd use it for working. But I've enjoyed that thing.
I mean, I enjoy driving my old truck too, and I don't drive it enough to where I really need it anymore, but I just can't bring myself to get rid of it.
The only thing about that truck is it's $75 to fill it up, which that's going to just continue to go up, I believe. So we were talking last night, it's time to get back in this car since it's supposed to be cold next week, but it won't be long, I'll be back in this.
And if you pour that gas into 1 gallon into the almost full tank, and it started almost immediately acting up, it would have had to went to the bottom. I would have thought you could have drained, 5 gallons out of it, and then it should probably be back good again, don't you think?
That might be true. Now, it was 5 gallons. It was, I got 5 gallon jugs. I might have misled you there. It was 5 gallons of fuel. So, and I did that yesterday afternoon, so I had all night to settle down, I guess, if it was going to settle. I put 2 cans of seafoam in it after it broke down, let that sit in there and see if that'll do anything. I really should have put those 2 cans in with that 5 gallons if I was going to use it. I actually just shouldn't have used it.
Fire starter.
Gas, it don't last no time before it's bad.
Got a shed full of it. And everything that I've got out there is the non-ethanol, which I thought would last a little longer.
See, you can smell it and tell the difference in it when it varnishes up.
Stuff normally I use from a wood splitter or any kind of gas engine thing around the house. My four-wheelers or whatever. Let's say 7.3s, I'm pulling up to the old rock pile. Good talking with you two, and y'all have a great day. Be safe, and we'll catch you on another day. KK4NXE, be clear on your final.
7.3s, Mike, have a good day. Good to hear from you again. KO4 HKX.
Really good to hear. hear from you. Tell Miss Shelley we said hey, and tell Tim we said hey, and we'll catch you another time. KN4TFW73. Ain't Don up there?
Yes, sir, I am. And boy, was it raining hard a few minutes ago.
Raining down here, just so you know.
Wow. Y'all need it as bad as we do, so I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
This way it says when you get to the state line, it should clear up for you. And that, but then it's going to be raining down here by about 10, it says.
How them mountains act like a wedge and drive them storms north or south, depending on where they hit.
Worried about the daughter up in Kentucky, but all the bad storms went between us and her, so that was a good thing.
You're driving the wife's car this morning?
Well, he might have been, because he was, man, I couldn't even hardly pull him out.
That last transmission from him when Mike said 7-3 to him, if it wasn't this time of day, I wouldn't have known it was Andrew.
It was coming in not too bad when I was sitting in the driveway, but as soon as I backed up just a hair, it went haywire and that, and I thought it was me until Mike come on.
Maybe he'll figure out what it is, if it was just his wife's car.
She's doing this morning.
She's doing good. Everything's doing good. Blood sugar's where it should be. Hanging out right around 100, 140. So everything's where it should be going now.
So to go from, you know, really high and needing medicine to down where it's right where it should be, that's pretty good.
All week, so like I said, I think we're heading in the right direction anyway.
Susan come down with some kind of head cold last night, and that she just starting to feel bad, so she was still in bed this morning.
Well, I hate to hear that. I hope she isn't getting that Omicron variant again.
It didn't feel like it, just her sinuses are all stopped up and everything, and she just took some Alka-Seltzer Plus, went on to bed last night.
It doesn't get any worse. It all is just a regular old head cold. It's the time of year, so.
You know, work, she does, you know, if you're going to catch something, you're going to get it. It's kind of like working in the school system.
So exactly what you mean, and handling all that nasty money.
You don't know where it's been.
Really don't know which crack it's been in.
You know that's for sure.
Hey, Ken, maybe you can help me with this. I've been having a lot of noise on my space station at the house. And I took my little HD last night that will receive HF and tuned it to AM. And was sweeping around the house and found a couple things that it just made a lot of noise when I got close to. Is that the proper way to hunt noisy items in your house?
Yeah, they say you can do it like that, and that's a good thing. Usually it's like a little transformer or something for, you know, a charger or something like that. You can do it that way, or you could, you know, turn off breakers one by one and see which one it takes, you know, and that way it'll limit down to what room it's in.
And with it right there around my desk, and for some reason my computer is, which is right next to the radio, is, I can hear it with that radio, my little handheld, so I didn't know if that was the right way to do it or not. KO4HK.
You know, you can turn it off and see when it gets better. You know what I mean? If you got the noise on your radio, on your HF rig, and then you turn your computer off, and you know, and it gets better, then I would think that would be a big contributing factor. You know, it could be the fan on it, or it could be the power supply going to it.
No, it's covered up my 2-meter band. like when I'm listening to the repeater, it just wipes it out where I can barely receive, but I can transmit fine. Just my receive is washed out.
If I was trying to find it, I'd either do what you said, you know what I mean, go around with an AM radio and see if you can pick up a bunch of static getting close to something, or I would just turn off some, I'd just turn off like a breaker in the house and see if it made it any better.
So I have to figure out what it is. I mean, every time I get close to any electronic, that goes off. So, I mean, you can't turn everything off in the house.
Like, you know, turn off the power to one room and see if it's any better. And then when it finally gets better, then turn it back on and start unplugging stuff until you find it. It could be something with the internet, you know what I mean? But I think most often it's usually like a power supply or a transformer.
This one comes and goes. It's not a constant. So I don't know. And during the daytime, it seems to be much worse.
Find a light bulb. If you got a lot of fluorescent light bulbs, even those, you know, replacement ones that you screw in, those I heard can do it really bad.
Some of those, like I say, it comes and goes. Yeah, I may go weeks without it being a problem, and then all of a sudden it's just here to stay, it seems like, for days.
Something that is on sometimes and off sometimes?
Not that I'm aware of, but it may be coming from the neighbor's house too, I don't know.
See, don't you put some of those like ferrite beads or something on your coax and that, or on the power cord or something to make it stop doing it?
Honestly, with you, I'm not really sure.
And it has to do with these ferrite beads, but I don't know where exactly you put them in that. It's starting to push the realm of my knowledge there, KN4 TFW.
Don't know. I don't know much about it. I know I can flip the whole house off and I still hear it. So I'm not thinking it's in my house for the main thing.
Transformer up on the pole that's close to you.
Yards away, the closest one that I know of.
On the power side, I've saw, you know, Facebook posts where guys were having issues, and then the power company come out, and it was one of their transformers was starting to go bad.
Yeah, it's just something I'm going to have to do some more research on, I guess.
So if it's doing it on your 2 meters, didn't you say you had a directional 2 meter antenna?
Saturday.
You could use that antenna on 2 meters and turn it and see if it, you know, picks up worse, you know, if you pick it up in the direction and that, you know, maybe if it turn it the opposite way, it, you know, it's better, and that might lead you in the right direction of where the problem is.
Like I said, I just got it up, so maybe try that this weekend if it isn't raining.
See, nowadays, what all can set it off, but you got so many, you know, transformers on different things nowadays that, you know, anything is susceptible, especially, you know, you take a lightning strike or something, and you, or just get a cheap China-made one, and then it just does it.
Inside the black hole.
I'll catch you over there, KN4 TFW. I'll be clear.
We're ATX.